everybody on frequency?
Yeah, Dave, you're loud and clear. Bernice is running the garbage disposal over there a little bit, but you're doing fine.
208H, one that you gave me the microphone on, I set it up in the garage, and the antenna down here is too far away from the repeater. It can't get in. So I crossbanded up to a Yaesu FTM-400XDR, and I've never crossband repeated with it before, and I was just seeing if I got the setup correct.
This is N0TR with the B4DGW. You certainly did. No problems whatsoever, Dave.
I'm plenty quick enough. The TS-2000 Kenwood takes a second to switch. It sounds like this one is switching. All right. Am I missing any words when I start transmitting?
Negative, sir. It's perfect. It just sounds like your normal 208H.
Yeah, Tom, it looks like I've got a radio for the garage now, because I'm going to spend a lot more time down here than I do in the office while I'm working on fixing my Tacoma up. So I figured it'd be kind of nice to have a radio down here. Anyway, I'll let you go. Appreciate you helping me out. N0TR, W4DJW.
We was talking about that last night. Bernice mentioned you fixing up your truck. I think that's a really great idea, because those are great trucks. And my neighbor just spent $69,000 on a new GMC, so I doubt if you put that much in it. And that thing it'll probably run forever, Dave. So good idea. This is N0TR clear.
Online about those trucks, about the collectors, or not really collectors, just enthusiasts about that truck. Did I tell you about it?
Well, I thought something was mentioned about a quarter million miles on was typical. I know my neighbor fixed up a 67 Camaro, and well, it's a hot rod, basically. But he bought every screw, every plastic thing, every doorknob, every piece of trim that you could possibly want in the world online for that thing. They just do miracles nowadays.
There's some people that like them a lot, and they set up online chat groups and stuff like that. Reddit has a few of them that I've been following, and I ask a few questions too, which saved me some work. But they said that their value is going up, not down, now. As they get older, the value increases. And I was looking online to validate that, to see if that's for real. And I found the exact same year as mine, same color. Everything's the same. It had 160,000 miles on it, and it had been wrapped around a tree. So you couldn't drive it down the road anymore, and they were asking $12,000 for it. There's others that they're getting, like, $15,000, $20,000 for when they're as old, almost 30 years old, like mine is. So they're worth a lot more now than they used to be. The value went down, and then now the value is starting to go back up on them again.
Oh, I can believe it. Mine's a 2011, and it's got 56,000 miles on it. And I drove into the Toyota parking lot over there at Greer, and this black gentleman, you know how they station them out in the lot, and then he'd come over, and he said, "What year is that?" And I told him, and the miles on it, and he says, "You driving gold, brother." My son-in-law took it to pick up our granddaughter when they were home at Christmas up at Charlotte. He said, "Tom, I love that truck." He said, "The only thing is, it just barely veers to the left a tiny bit." And, you know, I looked at the tires on it, and the tire pressure's all right. And there's no wear on the edges of the tires. And my neighbor Tim's a good mechanic. He says, "If it's not showing wear on the tires as to being out of line," he says, "you don't need to line it up." And Hal told me, I might need to get it checked. So I might later on. What year is yours, Dave?
changing my, I saw I was at mid power. I think I was at 10 watts. I went down to 5 watts because I'm just cross band. I don't need it. I can do it on a quarter of a watt. But mine's a 96. So next year will be 26. It'll be 30 years old next year. I bought it in 95, right before the 96s came out. It was like late 95, November, December time frame. And it's got 37,000 miles on it now. And that's, they said that they're normal. I mean, even if you Google it, because I was just validating what they were saying in their chat groups. They said the normal range on one is about 300,000 miles. But there's a lot of them out there that have over 500,000 to 1 million miles on them, and they're still going. The thing about it is, they said if you do maintenance right on them, they'll go forever. There's no end. But you can, yeah, effectively, you can replace everything and you can keep it going on forever. And the price of the parts, I'm getting new suspension parts as well because the rubber grommets are 30 years old. They're wearing out. So I'm putting those on there, and I get the, like, the links for the sway bar, which has bushings on all 4 points, a dual bushings on all 4 points, for $20 for all the links and all the bushings. So it doesn't cost much at all to fix them up.
Now that's just totally amazing what you can get now. But with these printers and stuff like that, there's no telling what all you can get. But he even got all the screws and stuff for his Camaro, and he's got 630 horsepower in Jiminy, and he rarely drives it. But I can't do that kind of stuff, Dave. I wouldn't be any good at it anyways. My mechanical ability sucks, and I know you had a lot of experience with it, and I think that's great. It's another art to be able to do mechanical things like that. I don't like them, and it upsets me, and I'm lousy at it. I love electricity, but I hate mechanical stuff. And they tried for years to make me a mechanic at the machine shop I worked at, and I told them I had 330,000 square feet, 300,000 in one building, 30,000 in another building, and then they added the structural shop on to take care of. And I said, you can stuff it when it comes to the mechanics. I ain't doing it. And I said, I'll find another job. And they left me alone.
Except in the opposite sense, when I decided to go back to school, I decided on mechanical engineering. My dad was electrical engineering, right? And so I decided mechanical was easier. I was going to go for mechanical. And I was over at his house one time talking to him, and I said, they're forcing me to take a computer class in mechanical engineering. Why would I ever need a computer in mechanical engineering? This was before computers were popular at all. And he said, just take the class. Just try it. And so I did, and immediately switched over to computer science because I liked it so much better. It was, in my view, it was mechanical engineering, except in a virtual world. I could build all my tools and I didn't have to pay for them in the computer, and I could do it for free. It didn't cost me a penny. I could build whatever tool I wanted. I could have the most expensive tool there was out there. Then I built it myself and it didn't cost me a dime. So it was like liberating to me to switch over from mechanical engineering to computer science. And then I always really wondered about electronics, and that's why I got into ham radio, because I figured if you get your license, you're going to know everything about it, right? No, that's just a license to learn. That's not a license that puts all this stuff in your head.
Made the right choice. My grandson loves working on engines and stuff. He went to this, what's the name of that? Bonds school over here. Boy, I went through that school one time when they had an open house, and they really offer a lot of different things, more vocational, but it's just amazing what that boy can do now. On and he just turned 18. They just changed out the clutch and transmission and something else in this little Chinese truck that he works for, this bouncy house place, while he's going to school. They just did it right there in his garage at home. And he rebuilt a little Honda. I call them kazoo cars, you know, the ones that go by sound like a kazoo. and then they sold it and made money on it. And I hope he gets into the computer end of it because it's very necessary. I don't know how much they do over there in that respect. But I think he'd be good in mechanical engineering technology, even if he doesn't want a four-year degree, at least get a two-year one. But he's kind of come to the conclusion now college is the best way to go, so they're looking at lots of colleges, so that's good.
Zero TR. Well, you're absolutely right. When they get started younger, that's why I got, when I got my first car, I was 14, and the engine went out. And if I was going to get anything out of my investment, I had to build the engine. There was just no other option. That was the only option there was. And that, you know, when you're young like that, it's a whole lot easier for you to learn. But you also ride in, as technology improves, you either keep up or you go get behind. Right? One or the other. If you don't keep up, you're going to lag behind. And technology isn't going to sit around and wait for people who say, naysayers. It's not going to sit around and wait for them. It continues to move forward. Anyway, Tom, thanks for helping me exercise. This sounds like it's working good. I'm going to stick to this setup. Appreciate it. N0TR, W4DJW.
It's running perfectly. Well, I started out on old generators with huge rheostats and that, and went to vacuum tubes, went to variable frequency drives when they were huge, and then pulse width modulation. And about the time I retired, the PLCs were coming in strongly, and I did work on them some, but I didn't know how to program them, and I really wished I could have got into that part of it. Because it's virtual, instead of having a real relay contact, you just add it into the screen on your PLC on your laptop, and you could add in timers, and it's just sort of like virtual reality. It's there, but it's not, but it does the logic, and it drives me that I didn't get more of that, because everything, all the starters and variable speed drives and that, or variable frequency, all run off PLCs now. So I've encouraged him to try to learn PLCs. But I saw it in different manufacturing plants, and it's just evolved to where it's incredible. Anyways, Dave, you take care. Nice talking to you this morning, and it's about time for breakfast here. We're on retired time. And be careful out there. Don't slip on that ice. This is N0TR clear.
W4DJW clear.
SBX monitor.